call it what you want. We are ready for your words, your opinions. And perhaps I should listen to my partner when she woke me up at 4 a.m. this morning and said, when you do your prediction on your pregame show, you should say that you'll lose 2-0 to Tottenham. Welcome to Relegation Zone Football, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. That is the Arsenal. I can't wait to hear all of your defences of Mikel Arteta and some of this team. That was embarrassing. Tottenham didn't even show up. They didn't even do anything. Amanda and I and Kevin were talking right before we came up, and Amanda said, didn't even do anything. And PG, you're 100% right. They didn't. They just did two things and they won the game. And you can scream all you want about.
That's enough against us.
You know what? We've got a lot of people in the room already. We lost a North London derby. It hurts. I'm bruised. You're all bruised. We're all feeling the pain. We never want to lose to them. Listen, they're for real. They've got a shot. They could win the Premier League this season because the Premier League has a lot of issues. But where we're at and where we're at right now in 15th, or did we fall to 16th position? I'm not quite sure yet if a team played in the middle of us playing, Amanda.
I think we're 15th. But
okay, 15th. And Mourinho just did, he's going to be smug. He did nothing. He's going to laugh at us again. It's embarrassing, Amanda.
I'm lost for words that we didn't take our three chances in the second half. As my dad's always said, you don't take chances, you don't win games. They took two chances that they had. They didn't have a chance in the second half. They didn't need to. They did exactly what Kev said they were going to do if we did what we did. But I want to talk about certain things here. I want to talk about Bellerin, who from minute one can't take a throw-in, can't find an Arsenal player, and took to 39 minutes to do something decent, yet stays on the pitch. I don't understand that. Willian as well. I thought Lacazette tried his hardest. I thought Tierney tried his hardest. I thought, and I said this, Kev, about Partey not being fit, and I tell you, I'm quite annoyed with him, and I know I'm probably going to get lambasted for this. He tried to walk off the pitch during their second goal. He walked off. He got told to stay on. They're already through the midfield, and Son had already passed to Kane. What is he doing walking off the pitch when stay on and then go down? I don't know if he wasn't fit enough or something happened during the game, but God knows how long we've lost him for. And he's our only flipping decent midfielder for sure. So many things, but I would like to say that you can't knock Son. I've said for weeks he's world class. I said he is just awesome. But what was Holding doing backing off? There's so many things. But in a weird way, that is the best we've played in a Premier League match for weeks and weeks. But so much is missing because we have the same players that Emery had, that Wenger left with virtually. And yet it is dire. And now we have to look at relegation. We have to look at the bottom five and worry what's going on down there.
Amanda, the only team never to be relegated, babe.
Well, like, it's December. We're not going to get relegated.
And Everton.
Both your clubs. We're not going to get relegated. What's going to happen is he's finally going to drop Aubameyang. I'm positive of this because I've said this for weeks. You can play... look, Kev will know more than me, but you play a striker out of bad form, but how long do you keep going? Lacazette was trying to gee him up. When the ball came to his head, I don't care. Someone was arguing me on Twitter saying he doesn't get the service. Well, when he does get the service, why is he not heading that ball into that goal? Why is he not heading it down? Why is he not scoring? Nothing. But to be fair, it's one of those days. We had three chances. All of them should have gone in and they didn't. And now we've put them top. Great.
Listen, the issues are still the same.
Yep.
The issues are still the same. Yeah, we did play a bit better, but let's not let that cloud our judgment. We just aren't good enough. We in key positions, we aren't good enough. You could see, we said it before the game, the only thing they've really got is when it pops out to Harry Kane when he goes deep and then he releases Son. Listen, the goal is world class. I can't take anything away from the goal.
Yeah.
But if we don't, if we can't get hold of Harry Kane and stop it at source, we're the mugs. They set the trap and we walked right into it. Absolute crazy. Absolute crazy.
Yep.
Crazy stuff. And you could, look, we could, what we can do, we can name the players and we could say this and say that and that. But we've been through it all. They're not good enough. They don't have the right mentality.
Super Kevin Campbell, I'm going to interrupt you to tell you something. Maybe this manager isn't good enough.
Okay? Maybe he isn't. No, Sophie, maybe he isn't. Maybe he isn't. But they've still got the same players.
Yeah.
So what is it going to be?
How many players today played from the Wenger?
No, what's it going to be, Sophie?
No, answer my question.
So what do you mean, answer the question? I was talking and then you answer the question. You asked the question. I'm saying, what's it going to be? What is it going to be? Is it, you can change the manager, but you've still got the same squad.
No, you don't have the same squad. He's choosing. You do. No, KC.
I'm saying if you,
listen to me.
You're not listening to the question. Listen to my question. If you change the manager, do you still have the same players? Yes or no?
No. No, you don't, because he has the choice to choose different players and he didn't
today. It's the same players.
Stop, KC. No, it's not the same players because he hasn't played Maitland-Niles in a league game in forever and he hasn't started him in forever. Okay?
Sophie, do you seriously think, tell me you seriously think Maitland-Niles playing is going to make a difference?
Maybe today he would have. Maybe today he would have shored up the midfield with Partey a lot more than Xhaka did. Maybe he could have alleviated Partey overextending himself and re-injuring himself. Maybe
they scored two. We scored none. We could have been out there for a month. We weren't scoring today.
But the point is that you keep screaming about we have the same, but really, he made three choices today before the game that I think he could have done a little bit differently that maybe would have put us in a different position. He could have played Maitland-Niles in for Bellerin. He could have played Maitland-Niles in for Xhaka in midfield. He could have not started Willian, and he could have also played Willock. But he didn't, Amanda.
No, and I'm in between both of you, Kev. He does have a choice to change a couple, but Soph, generally, they're the same players. If you brought any manager in at the moment, I don't think he'd do any different.
Some of these players, PG, babe, have not been given the chance. Okay. Maitland-Niles hasn't been given the chance.
I agree with you, but all of us wanted Maitland-Niles in. Kev said the same thing. So we understand that, but generally to the core, they are the same players. There are so many of these players that shouldn't be playing for our club. So Arteta is trying to do the best he can. Do you honestly think he wants us to lose? Obviously not. He thought it was going to work. I don't understand his fixation with Willian. I would like that explained. I don't understand why he won't play Ainsley, but generally, Soph, they are the same players. Who's going to come in and do any? I even think if Klopp came in, we wouldn't be any better. Now, what we need to understand here is that we actually did play a bit better. Not great, but we did play a bit better. But I wanted to see Balogun on the bench. I wanted to see someone come on and tear them apart. Lacazette really, really tried. I don't know what's going on with Aubameyang, and I didn't watch that video yesterday, but everyone is saying the same thing, that the body language, and he was miserable and everything. We need a captain. We need Xhaka out of the team. Don't know how many times we've all got to say this. We need some change, yeah? But are the kids going to be able to do it? I just don't know. And I am lost for words because
Giovanni.
Right, listen.
Same players.
Right, okay. Listen.
Stop making excuses, you guys.
That was 2 years ago. Come on.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Sophie. We're talking past. Let's talk now.
Yeah,
let's not even go.
We don't know what Emery would do. We don't know anything. We don't know what Wenger would do. We don't know anything. It's just now. We've all these players need to support Arteta. They're not producing. They're really not.
Why? They don't believe in him.
I don't know if they don't believe in him, Soph. I just don't know if
they're good enough.
If they're good enough. I didn't want to say that. But if they're
truth. Let's talk truth.
I'm not defending anybody, Tucky. All I'm saying is anyone coming in with this group of players, how many times do you play? Let's just touch one thing here. Let's talk one thing. How long do you play Aubameyang? Let's just discuss that. How long?
I would drop him.
But I would have dropped him 2 weeks ago. Right, Kev, because you being an ex-striker.
Listen, again, it's up to the manager. I'm sure they're going to have a conversation. You look did Aubameyang really look up for it today?
No,
I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
Poor management, not getting him up for it, and him not getting up for himself.
How is it the man? You're telling me the manager needs to get you up for a North London derby? Come on, Sophie.
Yeah, because this
no chance, Sophie. No way. Not in a month for Sundays.
Hold on 1 second, KC. When the team, you keep saying that the team aren't equipped and they're not mentally ready and they're not good enough.
That's not what I said.
The manager.
When have I said they're not mentally ready? I said they're mentally weak.
So why hasn't the manager gotten them mentally ready for this game?
Because they've never been mentally ready. Yeah, they're not good enough.
Maybe he can't. Right, so my point is this. If you need to get any player ready for a derby of any sort, they shouldn't be in the team. I'm sorry.
They're weak sauce. Wait, you guys, let me have my say.
Okay,
they're weak sauce, all right? And Arteta keeps playing weak sauce. Bellerin. Two hours before the game, I'm going to say this now live. He was tweeting something that I feel very passionate about. I'm all about the rainbow. You guys know that with my life and my background. I'm all about it. Do not be tweeting 2 hours before a North London derby, because in my mind, you're thinking about other things, whereas you should be in the game.
And give you credit, Soph. I didn't know what you meant when you WhatsApped us about that. And I was all right about it. But afterwards, when I thought about it, I thought, do you know what? She's right. They shouldn't be tweeting anything 2 hours before they're playing. Not only a big derby, we are in trouble here. I don't think people are realizing that how we're so much in trouble here. Now, I'm with Kev on most of it, but I do understand what Sophie's saying, Kev. He needs to stop playing two or three certain players. I get, Amanda.
Yeah, I'm not saying he can't change. I'm not saying he can't change. I've never said he can't change. What I'm saying is when he does change, it doesn't make a difference.
But he hasn't done it in the league.
I know
because he doesn't trust the players. That's all. That's what I've always said. I've said it before.
Okay, so let's move on from this because we know how all of us feel. But Kev, do you think now he should start to trust them and give them a go? We can't do any worse, can we?
How embarrassing is it? How many foul throws did he do? How many foul throws did he have
today? Five or six. But I just want to ask Kev, it's
not the first. Now, listen, again, I've said this in the week. For me, Arteta's going to have to shuffle the pack. He's going to have to come up with the right balance because the team is imbalanced. Now, however that looks, I don't know. But it's the same players, pool of players he has got to choose from. And he sees them in training every day. He trains them. So whether he thinks they're ready or not, it's going to be his decision. He's going to live or die by it. But as I said before, you get rid of Arteta and you bring another manager in, it's the same players.
I agree with that.
The same weak sauce, Sophie, as you say, quite rightly say, the same weak sauce we got.
Can I just agree with Black Scorpion? I said that. I said, where was our captain around the referee? Lacazette was doing more of that. Actually, Lacazette was more of a captain.
Dimitri, KC, you're a legend, but it's Arteta who keeps persisting with the likes of Bellerin and Xhaka.
Well, but we agree with that.
We've already said that. We said I didn't want Xhaka in the team.
No, nor did I.
Listen, if Maitland-Niles would have played,
when I say he should change things.
I think what both of you are saying is, so if he's saying he should change things, we're saying he shouldn't be blamed for everything. That's what we're trying to say. We're not apologists of Arteta.
Especially today, North London Derby Day. If the manager has to get a player up for the North London Derby, forget it.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like he doesn't want to play for us.
I don't get it.
You guys keep saying, right, that he's got a really bad batch of players. So it's his job to get them up for the North London Derby because clearly they don't understand it.
No. Right. Not every player in that team today are bad. We can point out, I don't blame Leno.
How many of the team come from the Wenger years and the Emery years that he played today? Take me through it.
Holding.
Okay. Yep. Keep going.
Xhaka.
Yep.
Bellerin.
Right. Why is he playing Bellerin?
They're the three words.
No. You asked the question. Let's answer the question.
So we got Xhaka, Lacazette, Aubameyang.
Yep.
Saka, but
he was at the club.
Emery gave Saka his chance. Let's be
honest.
Yeah,
I'm saying he was at the club, but he was a baby.
Leno, but that's the spine. Here we go. The worst thing we've ever done, and it is not replacing Gilberto. It goes all the way back and not replacing Sol Campbell. And that comes down to I don't even want to talk about the old manager before Emery. I just can't go there anymore. Because people can't see past their rose-tinted glasses with this. We knew when he left it would be a shit show. We knew this.
We knew when Wenger left it would be a shit show.
I just don't need to mention his name. We knew that. But I don't think we expected to have some of the players we've got playing like this. Now, I will start 100% to start to blame Arteta if he does not drop Aubameyang, if he does not drop Bellerin, and if he plays Willian and Xhaka. I have no problems with that because he should 100%. Again today, those four were, and even Holding. I mean, I'd be very interested. I'd like to see his press conference actually and what he's going to say, because he's going to say Spurs had nothing in the second half. We had all the possession.
Hopefully, Carl's
possession
on
doesn't
deck.
Win. Yeah, possession doesn't win games, as we know. But you know what? I'm going to be interested, Kev. I'm going to ask you something. If you were Arteta now, we've got Thursday night. We've already qualified. He could even play the under-18s if he wanted to. Next Sunday, we play Burnley at home. It is, as I said to Soph before, that is the must-win game, without any shadow of a doubt. If you were Arteta now, what would you do for next Sunday? Everyone's fit. What would you do?
If everyone's fit, I'm going to try and pick the best team that I think is going to be able to, one, beat them, and two, compete with them. That's the other thing, because Burnley smell blood. They're going to smell blood in the water. I'm telling you, they're going to think to themselves, let's get stuck into this lot, because they will not fancy it. No. Will not. And if they just keep putting balls in our box like they did against Spurs, perfect for the two centre-halves. So I want a competitive team. I want a team who's going to fight. Forget all this talent. Forget the talent. I want a team that can fight. That's what I'm going
to
do.
How about this from Tucky? If we lose to Burnley, should he be gone?
The problem is, Soph, and I'm before Kev erupts, the problem is if he goes and you get someone in and they do the same thing, how many times do you keep doing this? I just feel, and I'm going to read that in a minute, I just feel Arteta is the right man, but just at the moment, I do. I can't help it. I've got this feeling that he's the right man. But
he's doing such a great job galvanizing and inspiring this team right now to come out and win and play, and we're 15th in the league, okay, our worst position.
Can I just say
early
90s?
Right.
If you work for a manager in an office or anywhere in the world, and you cannot play for that manager, there is something wrong with you. You as a player has to take some responsibility. Arteta has to take responsibility for the club. You have to take responsibility for your own performances. I'm sure when Kev had a nightmare of a game, and obviously it didn't go on for as long as this, I don't remember it doing that. He had a nightmare of a game. He'd look at himself that night, and I'm sure players tear themselves to pieces. I'm not sure these players do that. And that comes from the softness of what they went through years ago. The spine I'm talking about, yeah?
They're not Amanda. Hurt. They're not going to be hurt by losing today.
Amanda.
None of them will be hurt. Maybe two.
That is a great point. And that's why on the Kev Says Sophie, we were talking about the culture.
Yeah.
The culture of the club. And listen, I know that's why a lot of fans are angry. But the fans are angry because they know what it looks like. They know what it feels like. They know what to expect when an Arsenal team go on that pitch against that lot. They know what to expect. But our boys just are not there.
Okay.
They are not there.
Okay, so let me throw this at you guys. Who was the manager with the 2-0 in the rain game? It was Wenger, right? The Mustafi header and the Sanchez second goal. That was Wenger, right? Then I'm getting a bit of feedback. Hopefully you guys can't hear it. Then the 4-2. The 2-0 game in the rain at the Emirates, no one gave us a chance. Everyone thought that Tottenham were going to thrash us. They were on the ascendancy. The 4-2 game, the Arteta, the Emery-managed game, the Torreira moment, no one gave us a chance in that either. They all thought we were on our knees. We were the worst Arsenal team ever. We are struggling. We're not the same in the Premier League. But those two managers managed to galvanize the team for a performance to get a result. And in that 4-2, we went down 2-1. And you guys know as well as I do, and we talked about it, when we went 2-1 down, we thought, oh my God, this is curtains. We're screwed here. But they found a way. They had a will. They had a fire. They had a passion that is non-existent in this Arteta team. And it wasn't evident in this game against Spurs. It looked like, to be honest with you, Lacazette and Partey were the only ones that cared and knew what it meant to play against this side.
Hold on.
Let me finish my thought. So when you see Wenger's team win 2-0 and you see Emery's team win 4-2, and now you've seen Arteta lose twice to Mourinho, that's 9 times he's lost to him. He's never won against him as a player or a manager. You have to ask yourself, how is this team not ready and passionate for this game?
Shouldn't you be asking the players that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because Sophie, think about it.
Serious. Wait, hold on one second.
No, hold on. I let you speak. Now, can
but
I
you
just
disrespected my entire point by saying,
how?
Isn't it the manager's job? I mean, that's what
no,
I just said.
I didn't
said.
Say, isn't it the manager's job? I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
I did not say that.
You said, you said something about the manager. What did you say?
No, I didn't. I said, isn't it the players? You've got to look at the players. You said that the players produced for other
so
managers.
Why did they? Why did so they under those two managers?
So why can't they produce now?
Because they're not inspired by Arteta, Casey.
Do you need to be inspired by your manager to do a good job?
Sometimes, yes. Some employees thrive on their own.
Yeah.
Some employees are self-sufficient, self-inspired, but there are many employees that need a manager to galvanize them and bring them to the point of making and doing the best job they can.
I want to bring this up again right now. I want to bring this up about Partey walking off the pitch. I said it 20 minutes ago. During their second break to the goal, being told to go back on the pitch, and they'd already scored. Now, is that Arteta's fault or is that Partey's fault? Partey is an international player. And you're telling me he couldn't have gone down, he couldn't have done anything, stayed on the pitch, taken one of their players out. I'm sorry. That is not down to Arteta. Here we go. Yeah. I said that to Carl when it happened. That is down to the fact that these players don't care for some reason.
But why did they care when they were playing and fighting for Emery and Wenger in those two
But I don't think they cared about Emery either, to be honest. Because if they would have cared, Xhaka wouldn't have thrown his top on the ground like that and got away with it. I mean, God, honestly, I mean, anyway, so look, we all know how, I know you don't want him gone, Soph, and I know you want to be able to blame him, and that's absolutely fine, you can. Kev and I just see it slightly different. The spine of the team is the same. So we got sixth with Emery 2 years ago, or whatever it was. We are slowly going down here because these players don't care. So now my point is, bring the kids in that do care. I want to see Martinelli. I want to see Balogun. I want to see Emile Smith-Rowe. What? But he's just another class above. I'm sorry. I want to see the kids. Now, if Arteta continues in this manner, January, Feb, and we are in the bottom three, I'm afraid he will be gone because it is a results game. But I will say this now. If he goes and we bring someone else in that just saves us from relegation, do you think there's going to be any different unless we put money behind and invest? So let's stick with someone who I believe in. I do.
Listen, you can change. Who would you want in as manager?
Yeah.
With this crop of players, who do you want in? Because I'm telling you now, you're gonna need a magician. Because they're not good enough. The culture isn't right. And also,
when employees are bad, it stems from the top. Okay.
PG. In those years when we beat Spurs, those were some of the years where we went away and the game were over at half time. Some of them. Do you remember playing against Man City? And Man City ripping us apart, and we're saying, this can't carry on at Emirates. I think that was after the League Cup final. Or whatever. So, again, we've seen the same players not perform and go through the same cycle. That's my point, Soph. It's a cycle. Yeah, sometimes they get great results, and this team got great results in the cup last season. Great. But it's this season now, and this is when they got to perform.
I think Arteta's been overhyped because we won the FA Cup, and I think we're a cup team and we're not a Premier League team. I think we need a bigger manager. Hold on, you guys. Like, you're right, PG. I don't want Arteta sacked. I want him to do well. All right. I respect him. I think he's super smart. You know that there's a personal connection there, and I really want him to do well. But we can't argue with, and you guys have never responded to my actual question with, how is it Wenger was able to get this team, same players that you guys are complaining about and saying they're not good enough, to rise and beat Tottenham 2-0 on a rainy day at the Emirates? And how is it Unai Emery got them to beat this team 4-2 and took them to Europa League final and got them to finish fifth in the Premier League? And yes, towards the end of his tenure, he did lose it a little bit, and that was more of a internal issue with the fact that these players are enabled and they're spoiled and all of those things, and his prowess in the English game could not handle that. He wasn't able to overcome that. He didn't have that type of experience. So I think you're giving Emery, I think Arteta has got us to 15th in the league. 15th.
Right. So when Wenger was in charge, Bellerin was flipping brilliant right back. He's not anymore. Always.
No, he wasn't.
He was until his injury. He was. It was during Unai Emery. I loved Bellerin. I thought he was brilliant. We had some different players with Wenger, and we just about managed to get top four. But other teams around us have got so much better with investment. I mean, you have to hand it to Tottenham. They didn't even get out of first gear today. They looked like that when they needed to step it up, they could have.
Mm-hmm.
They took two chances and scored two good goals. That's it. And Mourinho is, that's his trademark. No, hardly any. I mean, we did do nothing second half. It was all us. But he's got their defence working well.
I'll tell you the other thing, Sophie. Why Arsenal could do that then and not now? Because Spurs are different now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the teams around us have got
better.
Because
they've invested wisely.
Yeah.
Not only that. Not only that.
We're snobs. Sophie. We're snobs. We want big names, yeah. Casey.
Yeah. You're right. You're 100% right. But I just want to make this point. This is really important. Whether we like it or not, and Arsenal, sometimes we tend to, oh, we don't want to hear it. It's got to be said. Spurs have built and built and built and built to the extent that they were finishing in the top four and they got to the Champions League final. So, and they were in the Champions League on a regular. We haven't been in the Champions League, what, for now? Was it four seasons? They are in the Champions League, so their players are used to playing at a higher level. Their squad, as a squad, is better than ours, whether you like it or not. Whether we like it or not, their squad is better than ours.
One thing we need to look at is who recommended Willian to us? Who's paying him? Is he 200 grand a week on a 3-year contract? There's a little bit of suspect going on there because that is the worst signing. Remember something else as well. Arteta couldn't control Pepe headbutting somebody. He may have made a difference. I think we've got a good player in Pepe. Excuse me. I know you don't think so, Soph. That's fair enough. But I think he could make a difference, and I think he can lift the team, and he can shoot and score worldies as well. The problem we've got at the moment is how do we get out of this dog mess? How do we get out of it? Because we can't seem to buy a win at the moment. The bizarrest thing is we are topping the group in Europa League, regardless of who we're playing. We're getting win after win after win. And I know there are different players playing. I understand the Premier League's different. The confidence is there with that. But to be fair, Arteta won't be in the job in February. He won't, will he, Kev?
No, he won't.
He won't. If he's in the bottom three, you can forget it.
Yeah. You guys said you want to give him time. You said you want to give him
time. No, we want to. But if the club get rid of him, Sophie, if the club get rid of him, which can happen, we don't make the decisions.
They should.
If the new manager, whoever comes in, what do you reckon he's going to do with this team?
Why does he keep doing this? Keeps playing Bellerin.
But we've had this conversation, and I agree with you. Right. So he shouldn't. I mean, there's three players I don't want playing anymore.
We've said that. He needs to change that.
But Kev, if he doesn't change it next weekend, then I will have it.
Okay, so here's the scoop. We have 400 plus people in chat right now, and thank you to everyone who's joined us by name. I know that it hurts.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
It's not easy wanting to. It's easier to go to the bar. Well, in lockdown, it might not be, depending on where you live. But it's easier to go to the bar or pull out a shot and drown your sorrows in this. But sometimes it's also easier to just be among an Arsenal community that really cares and is having an authentic and really open conversation about what's happening at our club. We're in shock, right?
We finally
know what it feels like to have been a Tottenham fan for 40 years minus the trophies. Because they still haven't won anything. That's what I'm saying. They're 40 years minus the trophies. They haven't won anything, but they are on the ascendancy and they have been PG. And the warning signs have been there for years.
Okay.
One step.
I agree with you, but you know what I'm going to say to you? Let's talk in May when they've won the Premier League. Who knows? If they don't win the Premier League, we're in December, they're top of the league. But hold on, they're in December, we're top of the league. They haven't won trophies for God knows how long. They messed up the Champions League final. Let's see. I'm not saying they're not better than us. Of course they are. I'm not an idiot. They're literally a class above us at the moment. But and I say again, don't win nothing for being second, third or fourth. It don't matter to us if we're eighth or fourth. All right, you get Champions League. We'd be out of that anyway. So let's see. I'm with you on this. I think that Tottenham have got a very good chance this year because they're on that roll at the moment, okay? Let's see if Son gets injured, what happens, okay? Because the rest of their team are okay. Kane's good, obviously, but they're okay. Good team. But they're riding that
Son's the difference.
Would you have any of these three?
Son could walk into any team, Kev, in the world. Son could. I'm not saying Kane, but Son could. Yeah. And I've, do you know what? I hate that I like him so much. He's such a great player.
Yeah, he is.
You know what? He took his goal like it was easy.
Well, he took it like Lacazette did last season with his worldie
No, Lacazette's not world class. But what I'm trying to say is he just took it with grace. Like, it was easy.
Excuse me, Lacazette was world class when he came to Arsenal. We've destroyed the guy.
There's a reason. World class. I've never thought he was world class. But anyway.
Really? You go see his highlights when he was at Lyon and when he was playing in the Champions League and why we bought him and spent the money we did on him. And you go look at his first 18 months, 15 months at the club, okay? And what he did last season, you're actually now putting down a guy who plays for our club versus a guy that is playing for the arch enemy.
I'm not putting him down. Because Lacazette
scored a worldie last year.
Hello? I've always stood up for Lacazette. I was the one that said Aubameyang should be dropping, Lacazette should be playing. What I'm trying to say is he's never been world class. He's not been Ronaldo Messi-esque or even Son-esque,
well,
who is? I'm afraid.
Ronaldo Messi-esque.
But Lacazette is a really good player and he needs someone beside him, not Aubameyang, I'm afraid. Now, if we could just give Aubameyang some time off, like literally come from the bench. He needs to be hungry.
Poor baby on his 300 grand a week.
We're just renowned for doing that. But we need him to be hungry. He's not hungry. When you're not hungry, you're not bothered about the food. That's it for me.
Well, that's fair enough. Listen, again, we can keep going over it, Sophie. All we want. The bottom lines of this. Should Arteta make changes? Yes, we've said that. And when he has made changes, it might not be all the changes that everybody wants, but he has made changes. And not much has changed. That's my point. So let's look at the long play.
Whether it's Arteta.
Alba, William, Bellerin have to be dropped. Of course they can. I'm saying Arteta has to make changes. Of course he does. But he's made changes and there's been no difference.
There's a reason why before now he can't make the French team, because France is laden with talent and they have a guy called GQ Giroud who was number one on my most underrated Arsenal players, unappreciated Arsenal players ever, okay, because people just don't get his game and people don't get Lacazette. He's our Firmino, but we're not using him in the right way and he's not getting the right support. So stop ragging and making Lacazette the scapegoat because he is not.
We're not.
No,
I love
I'm talking to someone. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just not fair to keep blaming him.
No, it's not fair at all.
For our mistakes.
He was the only one up front that actually really looked up for it, that really wanted it, you know, and I felt sorry for him. But it's interesting, my dad's just messaged to say that Jose was praising Arteta for our second half performance and causing him problems and that Arteta will come good. Look, it's easy for Jose to do that now, isn't it? He's one. He couldn't care less. Yeah, you know what he's like. But if we can just build on the fact that we looked better and even Aubameyang didn't look any better and we still had three chances, I just want to put, you know what I want in this Arsenal team? I want players that are hungry.
So why don't you guys give Arteta a hard time about starting the same boring bullshit players week in, week out?
I did. At the beginning, I said I don't want Xhaka in the team. Mute, Kev. You've muted. We can't hear you, Kev. Can you hear him, Soph?
No, I can't hear him right now. No. But here's the scoop. Here's the scoop. I want everyone in chat. There's almost 400 of you in there right now. Thank you to everyone. I want you guys to tell me, each of you, pick the number one issue that you had with the game today and put it in the chat. And then I also want you to tell me, why is it that you think Arteta isn't starting some of these other players? Everyone was lauding. I didn't get excited. I got ripped on Thursday because I said to someone, don't get excited about a Europa League performance again. Let's see these players be given a chance in the Premier League. And in this game, to be honest with you guys, we had nothing to lose but lose. That was it for us. And he didn't take the risk. And not only did he not take the risk, PG, but he didn't even make a change at halftime to kind of say, we're 2-0 down. We let that goal in just before the half to try and make a change, especially just to remove Xhaka from the mix. Obviously, Partey got injured, so he wasn't able to do that. And maybe that changed things a little bit. But you can't play against Tottenham Hotspur and be this bad. Okay, you can't be Arsenal Football Club and be this bad in the Premier League. You can't keep giving a manager a pass because he won the FA Cup. And you can't be in 15th position when you're Arsenal Football Club. You can't. And at the end of the day, when you've seen some of these players win trophies and perform under other managers, you can't just blame them. Period.
No, I agree. But I'm gonna have words upon words. If he does not change it for Burnley next week, I want to know why. I'd love to sit with Arteta and just say, what is this thing with... No, we haven't muted him. We just can't... Can we hear you now, Kev, or not? No, we still can't hear him.
No, we can't. But here's... Amanda,
but
look
we
at
are
some
going
these,
in a few minutes anyway.
Look at some of these responses coming in. Poor decision by manager and players.
Yeah, everyone has to take collective responsibility.
Xhaka has been an issue for years. Lethargy, physicality, mentality.
Yep.
W, I agree with you. Xhaka picked the wrong midfield. We thought that from the beginning, Amanda, didn't we? And I've defended Xhaka a lot over the years, and he didn't deserve to start today, considering how run did in the Premier League.
I don't know, Muz. That's what I'm questioning at the moment, because it's continual with the Willian, the Bellerin, the Holding. I don't know. So
Chris, agree 100% on Laka. Similar to Danny, he was a hot prospect. Yep. And Amanda, we've been hot on Danny as well, haven't we? And
yeah, it's gone downhill a bit, hasn't it?
And they say, you know, here we go with Philip. If we hear Xhaka, Bellerin, this is your show, by the way, guys. We're putting up all your comments now in terms of what you saw that went wrong today. Arsenal didn't have movement up front. It's true. This happened against Wolves. Do you remember, Amanda, when we were talking about Willock screaming at Willian to make a move and keep the motion, keep the movement going in that final third?
And I'd like to point out something I hadn't brought up, actually. And I know it seems like I'm very anti-Bellerin today, but I'm sorry, I'm just going to point this out. If Bellerin would have taken that shot instead of passing it to, I think it was Aubameyang, they wouldn't have got their second goal. He should have taken the shot. He may have got us a goal. It could have been 1-0 in a different game. He didn't take the shot in front of goal. He passes the ball and then they break. And you know what? It was really interesting. I was tweeting with Alan Algar, which is a friend of the show, about Bellerin and his throw-ins. To actually get awarded a throw-in the other way because he can't take a throw-in, he's done it for me.
Rude. It's so rude, babe. Don't you think? It's just so rude. I mean, I could do that. I could do that in my backyard.
Do you know what?
Right now.
I think if the three of us would have played today, we'd have had more fight and passion. I don't understand it. It's a North London derby. If your confidence is low, find somewhere. Find that passion. You know, find it. And do you know what? Overall, generally, we played okay, better than I have seen us. So let's just hope we can continue that. But we've got to knock the ball in the back of the net.
Amanda, look at this one from Adam. Lack of penetration, mindlessly crossing the ball into the box. It just seemed like we have no lack of direction, no direction whatsoever. Paul saying the same thing.
And when we did get a fantastic cross in,
nothing.
I think Aubameyang wasted the header. And it's like, do you know what? I am bored of seeing this. I don't care how much you're on. I don't care if you're the captain. If you're
how
not doing
this,
it.
Amanda? How is he? How does he throw? How many foul throws in the last how many games? But he still takes throws and the manager
don't
keeps
know.
Picking him.
I don't know, because I trust Ainsley there more than him.
Hello.
Yeah, he's back.
All right. So, Casey, have you been
chatting all the...
I've been listening. I've been reading. Look,
we have a few more minutes, Casey, because there's a lot of comments coming in.
Yeah, look, the crazy thing about Bellerin at these throw-ins, this isn't the first time he's been doing these foul throw-ins. He's been doing them for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And a throw-in is actually still keeping possession of the football. That's what a throw-in is. It's still your possession. So you should be able to, you have to do it properly. But he's just handing possession over to the opposition when he takes a foul throw.
And Super Kev, Liverpool brought in a throw-in coach that changed a lot of their offensive possession in the year they won the Premier League. Did they not?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. But I don't think it's actually the throw-in positioning. It's this technique, because he throws it down.
Yeah.
Foul it's throw. The technique yeah. of yeah. the throw. You know what I mean? Not the positioning of the team. So, listen, it's easy. You learn this as a kid.
He did. He threw one to a Spurs player. But can I just say, Arteta's being interviewed.
Let's do it.
Arteta said that Partey should have gone down for the second goal, which is the second time I've said that. We could have done better on both of their goals. Should have stepped in earlier on Son. We all know that. Arteta is happy for the spirit of the side. We created enough to score goals today. The goals will come. If we don't score goals, then we can't win games, which is how I started this podcast off saying that. My dad always says that, which is true. So he's a young manager. He's new to managing for a start. You know, I'd love someone to step in and help him for the time being, because I think he is a little bit lost here. I do. And I just want it to work for him. I feel like I want to go up there and go, Arteta, come here. Listen, stop playing Willian. Stop playing Bellerin. Trust the others, because I think they can give you more.
There has to be some tough times. We don't like it as fans. But if you're ever gonna make some moves, you have to go through some tough times. So whether it's Arteta or another manager, we're still gonna be going through some tough times.
Wait, who's blaming Partey? He's not
Arteta. No, Arteta. Well, he should have gone down. I'm sorry. A professional player does not walk off the pitch when someone's breaking. You sit down on the bloody pitch. Oh, you try. You don't injure yourself
But
further.
It wouldn't have been stopped because he didn't have a head injury. And a lot of the time...
Well, we don't know, do we? He just walked off the pitch and they ran through the midfield.
Yeah, but
then Xhaka should have been taking notice of that. Listen, it's a shit show.
Amanda, let me just say this.
Can't be that injured. He walked off the pitch.
I watched the replay of that goal. And when you see our midfield, we're on the break... And the whole midfield emptied.
Yeah.
This is schoolboy stuff.
I know.
Whether Partey goes down or not, Granit Xhaka should not be busting a gun to get further forward. Because when the ball pops out, it's 5-2. That's ridiculous.
But then, but during that time, Bellerin should have had a shot. Partey's walked off the pitch. That's why Arteta's screaming to get on. I don't know what his injury is. I don't know what's going on. But I'm not saying he's blaming him, but he's mentioned him.
I agree. I agree with Carl right here on... I asked you guys this question about his assistant. And I asked the same thing of Frank Lampard and Jody Morris, because it felt like at the time that maybe the two of them had assistants that... In Jody Morris, not very experienced, and Steve Round, very experienced, but at the same time, is he right for Arsenal? And also, Olamide brings up a great point. We are so slow. Everything we do is slow, and a lot of that has to do with Xhaka passing it too slow, passing it side to side. But when a lot of our play is on the flanks, you can't blame Xhaka for trying to find the ball on the flanks. So this is why I come back to... Claudio Ranieri took a Leicester City team, all Brighton, Fuchs, players. They won the Premier League.
But they're different players.
No, this is a good point.
You can't manage bad.
Hold on.
If someone's bad, it don't matter what you do.
Go on, Sophie. You finish.
Over 38 games. In the Premier League, he managed them. He kept them engaged. He mentally prepared them. And every week we were all saying, oh, they can't do it this week. They can't do it next week. They can't do it the week after that. But somehow he managed to galvanize a group of men and make them believe in something that was greater than themselves. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying with Arteta, is that sometimes you inherit players, but as a manager, you elevate them, you make them believe something. And KC right now, it just seems like they don't believe in anything. even themselves.
But Sophie, here's the problem. The so-called no names at Leicester done all the dirty work, done all the graft, the fighting, had the culture. They knew how they fought for each other. We don't see that with Arsenal. This is what we're questioning with Arsenal.
No, but Ranieri made those same players who were going to be relegated the season before.
He prepared them, but they done the work. They went over the line and done the work.
They believe in something, Casey.
Yeah, so what I'm saying to you, Sophie, is this. With those no-name players who done that, which was a fantastic achievement, right? It was fantastic. They have got qualities that this team doesn't have. That's my point. And we haven't had those qualities in order to win a league for how many years now?
No, but my point is that he inherited a broken team that was going to be relegated the season before from Nigel. Was it Nigel Pearson?
Nigel Pearson. I've agreed with you. I've said yes, but I'm saying they have had the qualities that we haven't had. To win a title, it is so important.
How did that Leicester team have qualities to win a title over some of the players that we had in our team even that season?
Because we fought
2-1 that time where Welbeck scored and we were going to win.
Sophie. It don't matter what we beat them. It's over 38 games. They had the fight and culture that we didn't have.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Serious question. Where does the loyalty to Arteta come from? You know, if Chelsea were 15th, Lampard, their record scorer, is gone, and Zidane is getting hammered by Real Madrid right now. He'll probably be out of a job in the next few days.
But can I just say something? I just read that. I was going to ask him, okay, who do you want? Who do you think is going to improve us?
Hey, Princess. We're not saying that Arteta can't get the sack.
No.
What we're saying is,
he will do in
whoever you bring in, you change Arteta for
you
whoever.
You guys have defended him and said it's all about the players.
No, because ultimately it is, Sophie. You're asking me about, from my point of view, and my point of view is as a player. I am a fan, but I'm talking about as a player. The manager can only prepare you, Sophie. He can't play the game for you. So
no,
this is what my outlook is.
Okay, these players have played the game for other managers and finished in the top four for 20 years in a row and then finished, you know, in fifth and almost qualified for the Champions League and got to a European final.
So you've alluded to this the last few weeks. What do you want? Do you want him out? Do you want someone new in? You can criticise him. We can criticise any player. I've criticised Aubameyang. But what do you want, Soph?
I think this. Look at Don Giovanni. Here's what I wanted even Emery to do.
He doesn't know that.
No, wait. You asked me a question. I'm going to answer it. So even when Emery came in, I wanted Emery to start with a clean slate. Drop everyone, whoever you want. It's your team. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready to be better and more competitive in the Premier League. And he did that a little bit. And the way Emery, I liked, elevated us and changed us and added a bit more excitement to us for a while was when he introduced the younger players. All right. And you can't argue right now that we don't miss a Guendouzi, we don't miss a Torreira, we don't miss a Reece Nelson in the league, we don't miss all of these players. He gave all of those players. Emery was the one that gave all of those players a shot.
Don't miss Guendouzi. Hold on one second.
Now, when Arteta came in, I thought of all the managers, he had carte blanche to make decisions that every fan would be behind. You want to sack anyone, sack them. You want to bench anyone, you want to ostracize someone, and you have done. You want to send someone to Germany on loan, fine. You want to bench a 350 grand a week player forever, fine, go ahead. I'm all about that, okay? But what he's continued to do is do what Wenger did. And that is play the same players every week, not make changes, and not take your position where the Arsenal fans have given you the faith to elevate or change the team because you've got nothing to lose and take risks.
That's not entirely true, Sophie. If you remember, after the international break, the Leeds game, everyone was calling for change, and he did change it. Maybe he didn't change it to how everybody wanted it, but he did change it. He couldn't legislate for Pepe doing what he'd done, because nobody can.
The goal is to build up your £72 million player and elevate them.
Yeah, he headbutted the opposition player. What can the manager do?
Yeah, that's... And he will be back the next game, won't he? I think he's done his
thing. What can the manager do, Sophie? Look, I'm saying I only want the best for Arsenal. So whether it's Arteta, Allegri, or bloody Ronald McDonald, I don't really give a shit now.
At least what
I'm saying is this.
Surprise.
This is the point I'm making, okay? It is the same players. It is the very same players that they have to come in and manage and coach. And we have seen now, under the third manager, they're not good enough.
No, he does have to change a couple of players. And on that note, I'm so sorry, I have to go.
Okay.
Thanks, PG. Thanks, darling.
All right, PG. No worries, guys.
We'll wrap this up.
I know we're all upset, and I will see you all very soon. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Take care.
Take care, PG. Bye, love.
Bye.
PG.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Super Kev, let's wrap this puppy up because, I mean,
It's painful. Yep. It hurts like hell.
But this is true, though. This is where Winston gets me. They all threw Emery under the bus. They did. They got Emery fired. They stopped playing for him. These players are such weak sauce, Casey. They don't even deserve to wear the shirt. It is a disgrace, you know. I would rather have Guendouzi playing.
He told
Mopay what he said.
No,
like, players say
about
shit like that all the time.
No,
what did he
do?
It's not about that.
It's about discipline. When the manager comes to you, when your manager comes to you and goes to discipline you, you can't fuck him off. You can't do that because you will be out. You can't do that.
So that shows me that not all the players respect Arteta.
No,
if a 21-year-old acting that way.
No, but remember, he's got a history of it. He's got a history of it.
Okay, what was your question, Musa? Remind me, because the chat is hot and it's on fire and we're going to have to go in a minute. Okay,
it's going to be about... I guarantee it's going to be about Bellerin and it's going to be about Willian. But I've already said, of course he could drop them.
No, but you continue to defend him.
Defend him how? I said he can drop them. How am I defending him?
You have defended him and week after week after week saying it's the player's fault. It's not the system.
Sophie,
I've heard you.
Sophie, what am I on here for? Am I on here to be a fan or to be an ex-player and tell you my side? You answer that. What am I on here for?
You know why you're on here.
No, I'm asking you, because when I tell you my side, all of a sudden, I'm defending the manager.
But I'm going to call you on it. Are you also on here for me to call you on your opinions?
No, I am not defending the manager. I am saying it's the players. Ultimately, I have said the buck stops with Arteta. But there's only so much the manager can do.
But that's not how you've positioned the argument for the last two or three weeks.
You go back. Let's go back. I have said the same thing over and over and over again. There's only so much a manager can do. Once you cross that white line, it is down to the players. I have said it from moment one. My narrative never changes because I've been there.
You also said it's not the system, it's the players.
The players make the system is what I said, because it's true.
Right. But also the manager is responsible, is he not, for trying?
And that's what I said. I said ultimately the buck stops with the manager, Sophie. Of course it does. Of course it does. But at the end of the day, Sophie, when the manager prepares you and you cross that white line, There is only so much that a manager can do.
Well, I think that a little bit like Wilson, you've kind of changed the narrative a little bit.
Well, Sophie, yeah. All I will say to everybody who thinks I've changed the position, go back and listen.
Okay, so
Go back and listen.
Okay, so answer Paul's question. Who would you keep? Who would you have chosen Xhaka and Willian today in Bellerin? Would you have chosen those players?
No, I wouldn't have.
So is it Arteta's fault for choosing them, or is it the players?
Listen, Arteta's got to pick a team. And this is the problem with our fan base. Because there's certain players he picks that we don't like, all of a sudden it's those three. No, the problem is bigger than the three of those players. Even though I wouldn't have picked them, but what does that prove?
Okay, so what about answering this question, Tuckies? Okay, the players aren't great, but surely they're better than 15th. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, they are better than 15th, but they're not performing better than 15th, are they?
Why aren't they? They're not galvanised. You said George Graham used to inspire you to play.
It's nothing to do with galvanised, Sophie. And listen, like I keep saying to you, and I'm going to keep repeating myself again and again. George Graham can only do so much until we cross the white line. If we aren't good enough when we cross that white line, the players aren't good enough.
Yeah, but you knew what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and why to do it when you cross the white line. That's the difference between a well-coached team and a not-well-coached team.
Sophie, don't you think these players know what to do when they cross that white line? Are you telling me you think they don't know? They know.
Emery was manager, he said they had no clue. No, Casey.
No, Sophie.
No,
you Casey. Mentioned before, you did, that under Wenger, the same players performed against Spurs. Then you said under Emery, the same players performed against
Spurs. They knew what they were doing when they crossed the white lines.
So why could you, how all of a sudden now have they forgotten what to do when they crossed the white line?
Because of how the manager... You're actually twisting it, because what I'm saying
I'm throwing back the same answer back to you.
Because...
You can't use something, and then when I hit you on that, all of a sudden I'm changing. That don't make sense.
No, what I'm saying is that those teams were better coached, so they knew what to do when they crossed the white lines, or they knew what their roles were. There was a better communication, perhaps, and a better understanding. And that fell apart for Emery later on, because those players that you're talking about had a lot to do with that. But those two wins came from a galvanization. The 2-0 win in the rain at the Emirates, the Mustafi and Sanchez goal, that game, we didn't even concede in the second half. We managed to hold them off, and Tottenham were probably an even better team then.
Sophie.
Better coached. Emery's 4-2, better coached.
Sophie, but there were games that season where we got blown out. So what my point I'm saying to you, and I'm going to be like a broken record, unfortunately, Sophie, because I can only tell you what I know. I can't make anything up. I could tell you what I know. If they can do it for one manager and they could do it for another manager, you know what to do for the third manager. You can't tell me Arteta doesn't coach them properly when they can go and beat Manchester City and Chelsea. Forget cup. Forget winning a cup. They were well coached. Remember, even you said the pupil beat the teacher when we beat Manchester City in the semi-final.
In the cup, because we're a cup team.
Yeah. No, forget cup team, but it's the coaching. Now, all of a sudden, you're turning around saying Mikel Arteta isn't coaching them properly. That's not true. That isn't true. No, it's the players. Know what to do.
Right, but then he has the same problems, because he keeps choosing some of the same players. And Rat Squad, Emery's team at least did score
Yeah, they scored goals. Yeah, they scored goals and all that kind of thing. But what happened in the second season? They flipping got in the sack. This is our problem, Sophie. This is our problem. And do you know what, Sophie? And I think I need to say this. Me and you, we'll go back and forth. We got nothing but love for each other. But I can only tell you from my point of view of what I know. And those players, our culture and our players, if they can do it before, they can do it again. On paper, you look at our squad and you think, we've got a good squad. We have got a good squad. But they're not performing. When people ain't performing, there's not much you can do.
Right. And I guess our point of difference is only here, is how can those players perform in the cups and how can they perform for an Emery or a Wenger in certain games and they can't perform for Arteta, which leads me as a person who's been in a managerial position to say there's some times where I can get the best out of my team and there's some projects where I just fall flat because they haven't risen to the occasion. And I take accountability for that as the leader of the team. I take full responsibility. The buck stops with you.
And that's what I've always said about Arteta. The buck stops with Arteta. 100%. I get that. Of course it does. But yeah, let's be honest. If we change manager, do you reckon this team is a top four team? Because ultimately, that's where you want to get to.
Do I think it's a top four team?
Yeah.
I think that based on the league this year, if we'd have won today, we would have been four or five points off top four. It's so close. It's really tricky. It's a little bit like the Leicester year where they won the league. So I would say that if a experienced manager comes in who's a real lights the fire under players and makes players walk to the end of the earth and jump off a cliff for them, then yeah, that's possible. Why not? We've seen that happen before with managers and with certain teams. So yeah.
But certain teams like who?
Yeah, but I wouldn't come in and start the same players. See, where I think Arteta made a mistake is from the beginning. He should have said, You're out. You failed Wenger, you failed Emery, you failed Freddie in the short period of time that he had you. So Bellerin, I'm not playing you. Xhaka, I'm not playing you. Chambers, you can go. Holding, I'm gonna bench you and see how you improve. Ceballos has completely gone off the boil. I don't know what's happened to him. So I would have said, you know what, Willock, you know what, Reece Nelson, you know what, Emile Smith Rowe, it might not be week in, week out, but you're gonna get your chance. And I want to see what you have. And I think that's the difference. The difference is he came in and he did pretty much he's a little bit like Wenger, chooses his favorites, wants experience, doesn't really want to give youth a chance. Whereas this is why I bring up the Emery comparison every now and again, or a lot on our show recently, is because Emery gave total faith in the young players and he was willing to take these risks. And I think Arteta actually came in with more weight and more chances and more time to do these things, KC, with Arsenal fans, that they would believe in it than more than any other manager that was able to come in. And he's come in and he's done the same thing, knowing that he has broken players. And that's where I have an issue.
Well, the key to all this is he needs to change players. He knows that. He hasn't got the money to do it. That's the bottom line. Any manager who comes in has a vision of how he wants it. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. He's got to look at the players that he's got, and he will assess and say, right, you're good enough, you're good enough, you're good enough, you're good enough, you're good enough. And the ones that ain't good enough, he could look to move on. Sophie, we couldn't even move players on in the summer. We couldn't even move them on. Nobody wanted them, or they didn't want to leave.
Right, that doesn't mean you have to play them, though.
But some of those are not playing. But what I'm saying is, if a manager wants to move players out in order to get the players in that he wants, Arteta couldn't even do that, really.
I get that.
That's my point.
N-Cube, I'm not asking for Emery to come back. I'm stating facts, mate, that Emery's record in the Premier League is far superior. Well, let me delete the far bit, Casey. Is superior to Arteta's.
It is.
And I'm under the same amount of period of time and games. So I'm not asking for Emery. I'm just saying, why is everyone defending Arteta so vehemently and greatly when both managers had similar players, and actually Arteta has got two players that are superior to any Arsenal signing in the last 10 years in Partey and Gabriel?
But remember, Sophie, it's only because he brought them in. He brought them in. He knew what the problems were. And let's have it right. We can go back 10 years on this. Arsene Wenger had a better record than Emery. Emery had a better record than Arteta. But what is the constant, Sophie? There's a constant in there. There's something, there's a vein that is constant in there.
Yeah.
And that is the players. So, and I know there's comparisons could be made, and, you know, we've seen, I'm not even going to go that Emery anymore. You know, Klopp done this at Liverpool, and, you know, this one done that. Chelsea changed my, Chelsea's squad were league title winners, etc. Klopp changed 20-odd players at Liverpool.
He inherited a broken team from Brendan Rodgers. They got to a Europa League final. They got to a Champions League final before they won the Premier League and before they won the Champions League again. You could argue that Emery, if Emery was given time, maybe he could have got back to a European final and won it the following year. You don't know.
No, we do know, because the second season fell apart.
Okay, so Dimitri, answer this one, and we're going to go in a little bit, you guys. Thanks for listening to the Highbury Squad's post-game show. Our match day live programme for the North London Derby did not end the way we wanted to, but I think we, Casey and I definitely started off the day living in hope. We both said that we were giving a result based on our hearts, not our head.
On our heart, not our head, yeah.
And that's because we always want to believe in our team. And I think that's the energy you've got to project out there. But also we're realists in understanding where we are as a club too. So can you answer this one for Dimitri, Casey? We understand that he cannot move players on, but why not bench them? Arteta is a spineless manager.
Because he's picking the players that he thinks will get him the results until he can change them. It's that simple. He does not trust the youngsters, whether we like it or not. He doesn't trust them enough. He don't. And that's the answer.
Well, he's going to have to start, because this can't go on.
Arteta's gone. Hey, listen, Sophie. I'm under no illusion what happens to managers who fail.
Yeah.
it's going to happen. But all I'm saying is, if we change manager and the same thing happens, what do we keep doing? Do we keep sacking managers?
Something's not right. I don't know what it is, but something hasn't been right. And unfortunately, it hasn't been right since Ozil being banished and Guendouzi being sent to Germany. There's been some type of trust lost here. I feel it in my gut, my Greek gut, as my dad would say. In Greek, there's a saying that says, you know, Gofkodin Kelemo. It means like, I'll cut my head off that I know.
Your head's strong. You're so headstrong that you could chop your head off and you still know. Yeah.
Exactly. But KC, listen, we respect your opinion and where you're coming from in terms of the dressing room. And as fans, we love to challenge with those questions as fans, where we might not be as enlightened through not having the same experience as you. And so through the fan eyes, we just want some answers that sometimes they just don't add up, right? And right now at Arsenal, Casey, it's not adding up.
Listen, Sophie, and I'm right there with you. And the issues we have, just look at it differently. That's all. You look at it from this side and I look at it from this side.
I love that. I love it.
That's all. But the same issues are on the table. You're looking at the manager and saying, hold on a minute. You should be doing better with these players. 100%. But as a player, I look at it, Am I doing my job to the best of my ability? And these players are not.
And this week we're going to, there's one, I think on the Kevin Says segment this coming week, Casey, I might want to give you a little bit of homework, because one of the things I want to talk to you more about is Aubameyang. Because now the tables have turned to the point where Arsenal fans are seeing more effort from Lacazette, more leadership from Lacazette on the pitch, and something is not right with Aubameyang. So I know you're going to come up with some juicy stuff for your Kevin Says segment this week, and the fans are going to get to ask you a whole bunch of questions again. And I'm throwing that into the ring in terms of how has this guy gone from being our savior to now being just a shadow of the player that he was. And I know that involves a little bit more than us just saying, well, he stuck out on the left because he hasn't been in the last few games. So we're going to tackle that one. How about that, Casey, this coming week? As you guys know, our lockdown series is now over. We may have to start one for the US crew because we all went into lockdown in California this morning. But we are going to have our 12 Days of Christmas series, a different subject for you for each of the 12 days. And of course, as mentioned, Casey will be back this week for his Kevin Says segment and so much more with me as well. Casey, how would you summarize today and what's your parting message? Because everyone looks to you for some guidance and some hope and some positivity. You're always getting us G'd up and keep us believing. So how do you want to leave things with everyone today after this poor result?
Yeah, it's a poor result. It was painful. And look, the team played a little better, but it doesn't paper the cracks for us. We know what's going on. And there has to be some change. There has to be some change because, as people have rightly put in the comments, Sophie, there's certain players that are playing that shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. Okay? So even if it's give the others a go and see how they do, and they don't do it, then nobody can say anything then. But until that happens, everyone's going to keep saying what they're saying. But here's one thing I will say. It takes a win. That's all it takes. Get back on the horse. We love the football club. We want the team to do a lot better. We know change has to come, but 3 points is everything. And it's the next 3 points that is the most important now. So listen, guys, do whatever you're doing. Have a peaceful evening. You know, don't be too upset. Try and take your mind off whatever. And we'll see you in the week and we'll discuss it and we'll move on, just as we always do as the Arsenal family.
And until then,
always Arsenal, boys. Come on!